Thousands of people quietly gathered on the campus of the University of Virginia last night in Charlottesville for an unannounced vigil. Instead of torches, they carried candles. Instead of racist chants, they sang spirituals. NPR's Debbie Elliott was there.
Midway through what has been a dark week here, people streamed onto campus, lifting up lit candles.
I'm gonna let it shine on the darkest night. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
A soft glow illuminated the rotunda, the iconic historic building at the heart of the University of Virginia. On Friday night, the campus had been aglow, but with torches wielded by white supremacists shouting racist chants. They faced off with counter-protesters around a statue of UVA founder Thomas Jefferson. The candlelight vigil was a rejection of that scene, says government major Daniel Folsom.
It was definitely a shock to see a lot of white supremacists surround this statue and surround UVA students, some of whom were in the middle of the statue, as a counter-protest, because this has always been somewhere where we're safe.
That sense of safety was shattered when Charlottesville became a battleground for one of the largest formal gatherings of hate groups in recent history. Their rally erupted in violence as they clashed with opponents. Later, a driver barreled a car through a crowd of counter-protesters, killing 32-year-old Heather Heyer and injuring 19 others. Two state troopers also died in a helicopter crash. At Heyer's memorial service yesterday, her mother called on mourners to carry on her fight against injustice. Late last night at the vigil, people stopped to place their candles around the base of the Jefferson statue. Ellen Markowitz stood by the gleaming ring of fire.
It's a very moving experience to go up and put your candle there, and you feel the flames, and it's like, this will go on. So we're lighting something, like Heather's mom said, you know, make this count and make it a beginning.
For many, this was a chance to reclaim both this space on the UVA campus and the town of Charlottesville. The vigil was not publicized in advance, but spread through a stealth campaign to thwart any hate groups that might seek to disrupt things. Michael Coleman is a 29-year-old musician and sales manager. He's encouraged by the mass rejection of hate, but he wonders if it will last.
3,000 people gathered with candles singing is beautiful, but, you know, when something else happens, next week, are you going to be here? You know, are you going to engage yourself? Are you going to talk to people tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day?
Coleman says doing the hard work when it comes to race will be the big challenge. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Charlottesville, Virginia.
We shall